6 minutes after the hour. Welcome to the first day of the death of comedy, ladies and gentlemen. Michelle Bachmann, Congresswoman from Minnesota, retiring.
My good friends, after a great deal of thought and deliberation, I have decided next year I will not seek a fifth congressional term to represent the wonderful people of the 6th District of Minnesota. After serious consideration, I am confident that this is the right decision.
Is that what Jehovah God told you?
Yes, apparently Jehovah God told her.
Lord, the
end
day
is
at hand.
The FBI is at
we
the door.
We are in the last days. You are Jehovah God.
Jehovah God. Who's
okay.
a Jehovah God?
Hi. What is that knocking? Is it Marcus trying to get out of the closet? Oh, no, it's the FBI. Oh, golly. It has nothing to do with that. Why would it have anything
Why
to do with the FBI?
Why would it have to do with the investigations? Even though I have an ad out there for 2014 already. Oh, Lord.
Oh, Jehovah.
Can't
God.
You make Marcus like girls just a little bit?
Why? Jehovah Cotton couldn't
I'm
make Marcus
so lonely.
Like girls. See, why? Why can't he make the FBI go away? Okay, I'm sorry. Jim and I are a little... You know what? And we just... We're telling Jackie at the top of the hour. Jim has just copped a feel because I spilled coffee on the back of my shirt. I'm having a bad morning. The morning Michelle Bachmann... Fat, crazy Michelle Bachmann retires.
She
really?
She spills coffee all over herself.
I did. I spilled coffee all over the... So I had to turn my shirt around, and I got strangled by my security badge, and Jim helped me.
So I untangled it.
Right. Jim, not used to helping a woman put her clothes on, was a little clumsy and copped an inadvertent feel. To which I said, thank you.
There was nothing inadvertent about that.
He's very ham-handed. It's like he's wearing hockey gloves.
Yeah.
Paw. Anyway, yeah, well, you can understand our grief. Anybody in the comedy world is really, we have to say goodbye to the crazy train.
Congresswoman Bachmann, are you hypnotized tonight? Has someone hypnotized you?
From one island to another, my name is Michelle Bachmann.
Well, that's rude.
We allow this to happen. Group marriage, polygamy, and things much worse may not be far behind.
I am not here as anybody's judge.
Take a great look at the views of the people in Congress and find out, are they pro-America or
I am not here as anybody's judge.
What is it that Barack Obama really believes?
Well, that's rude. Well, that's rude.
Obama has pointed to as his mentor. Now, these are very strange anti-American mentors. CSC and orgy. The government spends its time penetrating.
I may not always get my words right, but I know that my heart is right. Because my heart is for you.
She's going off the rail on a crazy train.
Gangster government.
She's going off the rail on a crazy train.
I am not here as anybody's judge.
Day is at hand. We are in the last days.
Yay! Audra whipping out an oldie but a goodie.
Yeah.
Oh, God. We forgot about the crazy train. Oh, goodness. Well, you know, as most politicians, Chris, she has to spend more time with her husband.
Sure.
For those of you not watching TV, they are air quotes.
I'm going to be spending all time at Fire Island. There's lots of barbarians there that need discipline.
Isn't that
going
to be the horrible irony? Just when she quits to spend more time with her husband, he has a thing with a guy in Fire Island.
Probably several guys.
Or P-Town. Who knows?
Or Palm
I wonder
Springs.
How Marcus feels this morning.
Oh, I'm super! Thanks for asking. All things considered, I couldn't be better, I must say. I'm feeling super, and nothing bugs me. Everything is super when you're... Don't you think I look cute in this hat?
Yay. Oh. Yay! Hooray. Yeah, I'm sure it has nothing to do with the giant knocking FBI cartoon hand at the door. Investigating. Oh, no. What is it? Marcus, who is
it's
that?
Nobody here but us chickens. We're not home.
She's probably used to, you know, just surprising visitors. People look like they're in the village people. Marcus, it's for you.
It's the cop again.
I was hoping for the Indian.
Construction guy's here. I have a hearing. Oh, I'm sorry, FBI for me? Uh-oh. I have to say one of my favorite statements ever from a, you know, that's nothing whatsoever to do with the fact that they're sussing around in my campaign finances.
I have just made the decision with Jehovah God that my place is somewhere not on television and somewhere not within the reach of the FBI. No, that's not what it is at all.
And what's happened, Chris? Another dream has died for Stephanie Miller, right?
She's not going anywhere.
No debate with Sarah Palin, nothing. No presidential debate next time. Although maybe she'll get going again for running for president. Why not? You don't need to be weighted down by Congress to run for president. She's qualified all on her own.
Oh, by the way, at the beginning of next hour.
Thanks for meeting me here, Sarah, at Plymouth Rock in South Carolina.
But next hour, we have Jim Graves, her opponent.
Oh, yippee. Mm.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, and it had nothing to do with that
either. Not at all.
That Jim Graves is, I believe, either tied or ahead.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
In the latest polling in Minnesota. That, and of course, who's that?
So an hour from now, we'll be talking to him.
Yes. Yes. It may not be quite as easy when you have to, you know, follow campaign finance rules and other really gay stuff like that. Oh, sorry, Marcus. Okay. Well, that just does it. You know, Bob Dole announced that Bob Dole thinks this is not Bob Dole's Republican Party
anymore.
Thinks
the Republican Party is a fruitcake.
Bob Dole doesn't belong in today's Republican Party. Bob Dole thinks they're a bunch of fruitcakes.
Right. Yes. Bob Dole has essentially announced the death of the Republican Party.
Apparently, tea goes with fruitcake.
Right. And now Michelle Bachmann has announced the death of comedy.
Yep.
And that leads us to, Rocky Mountain Mike and Marion St.
Ann
Arbor.
Yeah.
It's an ode to Billy Bob's GOP.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleazy huckster D.C. day. I was out shopping, talking points the GOP was making hay. And at dinner time we stopped and watched the Senate and the House to meet. Obama hollered out the back window, it looks like we're in defeat. And then he said, I got some news this morning from Capitol Ridge. Today, Mitch McConnell stopped the bill to fix my aging crappy bridge. Seems like IT party politics has run us up into a ditch and dropped us into the muddy water off my aging crappy bridge.
Yay!
Yay!
She's got a great voice.
She does. And Rocky Mountain Mike, of course.
Yeah.
Yahoo. All right.
Woot.
Woot. Indeed. All right. See, they're trying to fill the dearth of comedy left.
I know.
The giant vacuum left by Michelle Bachmann. Aww. Oh, golly, what's next for her? Okay. It's just one only wonders. By the way, speaking of bridges falling and things like that, we were talking about this yesterday. Someone sent me forgot about this one. Washington's literal sinkhole. There was a sinkhole.
Yeah.
Right.
Like blocks from the White House.
Yes. Right. Is it somebody trying to send a message? Jehovah God, perhaps? Washington's literal sinkhole and our idiotic fixation with deficits is the article I was looking at.
Of course, it was built on a swamp.
I was going to say that. Swamps.
On Tuesday, a sinkhole suddenly sank in Washington, D.C., 3 blocks from the White House. Not a metaphor, but a massive hole in the road as long as a Ford Explorer, double the width of a train car, and 17 feet deep.
Hmm.
The asphalt routed around a metal plate covering potholes, in the street and collapsed over a sewer line that was laid in 1897. Good thing we're keeping our infrastructure magically up to date. It's fine for horse and buggies. It can withstand that, but obviously. The sinkhole will at least take several days to repair. There is idiocy about our current national politics that is simply stupefying. We are sitting idly by, watching and suffering as our nation disintegrates into a run-down backwater. Our airports are a global disgrace. Our railroads, broadband, energy grid are all outmoded by international standards. Our bridge falls every other day. Our sewage systems are overwhelmed by normal use and collapse. Collapse in the extreme weather that has become the national norm. Sinkholes are now becoming a life-threatening peril.
God.
Welcome to austerity. Isn't it great, everybody? We don't have money for infrastructure. At the same time, over 20 million people are in need of full-time work. The construction industry has still not recovered from the housing collapse. The federal government can borrow money at interest rates near zero. How many times can people make this point? Is there a better time? Money is so cheap, and yet...
Right.
I don't know, zero. That's a little too steep for me.
Much. Yeah, it's so outrageous. I won't pay it. Yet instead of grabbing this opportunity to rebuild our country, Washington is focused on cutting budget and austerity that clearly cuts jobs and impedes the recovery.
Thank you, Mitch McConnell.
The article finishes. This is literally a no-brainer, yet when the president proposes even a modest infrastructure bill, the Republican Congress rules it dead on arrival. Which is why Bob Dole is not a fan of Bob Dole's old Republican Party.
Right.
That is no longer Bob Dole's.
Bob Dole doesn't belong to today's Republican Party. Bob Dole's going to move to Mars.
And the elder statesmen, meanwhile, of the Republican Party are busy doddering off into Syria. This is my favorite.
What the hell?
My favorite headline from The Onion. Family concerned after John McCain wanders into Syria. Members of John McCain's family expressed deep concern Tuesday after receiving word the aging legislator had wandered off into Syria. Unfortunately, this has been happening a lot lately. He'll walk out of the Capitol building, get disoriented, and then we get a call late at night saying that John is in Syria.
Mm-hmm.
Said McCain's wife, Cindy, upon learning her 76-year-old husband turned up in the war-torn country after stumbling across the Turkey-Syria border and delivering a rambling, incoherent speech to a group of rebels. Then one of us has to go to Syria, pick him up, bring him back to Washington. We're going to have to sit down soon and decide what to do about this before he seriously hurts himself. Thank you, Onion. Thank you.
I think we got to put
him. He was in, I'm sorry, where, Hillary? Turkey?
Where did Turkey?
You, you were where? John, how did you get to
Turkey?
What? We need to microchip him.
Oh no, they need to put a shock collar on him so he doesn't wander past a certain perimeter.
Right. Right. Oh, Turkey, too far. Here. Here, have a sausage. All right, 18 minutes after the hour. We got sexy liberal Hal Sparks. We have Jim Graves, the future congressperson from the great state of Minnesota, and much more as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
There's a tea party in her pants, and you're invited. Call now, 1-800-STEP-12. Stephanie Miller. Just want your
kiss. What? Me? It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 23 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Sexy Liberal Hal Sparks in for Hump Days with Hal, hour number 3. Dana in Maryland, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Dana.
Hi, good morning, you guys. How are you?
Good, go ahead.
I just wanted to talk about Bob Dole also. And, you know, I watched Rachel last night, and she had a brilliant piece, and Steve Schmidt was on.
Yeah.
And he was basically essentially saying the same thing, that they're just out of touch.
But, you know, Dana,
they're off the cliff.
Right. I mean, a lot of people have said it, including me, but, you know, I have to say, didn't you feel sad watching Bob Dole? I mean, not just his age, but real remembering.
He's looking a little frail.
Yeah, but I mean, remembering that, do you remember what happened the last, remember he went to the Senate floor?
Yeah, when he's
floor?
On the floor. And they down his bill or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, a decorated war hero. He's barely, you know, out of the hospital, and he makes it to the Senate floor for them to disrespect him in that manner. I mean, it just
it's disgusting. And not only that, you know, I mean, you know, Rachel reminded us, you know, those of us who don't remember, you know, you go to the Dole Kemp website that's still there.
It is. It's like a relic of the 1990s.
Wow.
Yeah, and you look at it like, you know, he still wanted to give food stamps to people. He wanted to give jobs to veterans. You know, all these things that they wanted to really help people and work together.
Yeah.
And I am so tired of everyone blaming Obama, even my friends who are, you know, liberal, Democratic to liberal. You know, he's a this, he's a that, he's a liar. You know, to me, he's handcuffed.
Yeah.
What is he supposed to do?
And you think, like, the saddest part, Dana, is what he said won't resonate at all. with today's Republicans. I mean, if they can vote down a bill to help veterans in front of him on the Senate floor.
Right,
I mean,
and that's the thing. You know, I think that they are just, they hate Obama more than they want to work.
Yeah.
And I just think that's the bottom line.
But don't you think, I mean, any normal humans, that should resonate with them, what Bob Dole is saying?
It resonated with me. It resonated
left
with
an
me
arm on the battlefield, practically.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely resonated with me, and I thought that was a horrific day, and it still breaks my heart. But, you know, I was thinking yesterday, I just get so sad when I think about what is happening in this country. And I, like I said before, I have a 10-year-old. You know, what's going to happen to him?
You know, and I was watching Chris Matthews yesterday, and he also obviously has a sense of that. He worked with Tip O'Neill, who was talking about those more...
Exasperated, but I do love him.
No, but I mean, he was talking about just those human moments between whether it was Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan, or I think he was telling a story about Bob Dole sitting with somebody, I think it was Tip, but again, drinking coffee for 3 hours, just talking. Like, I mean, they used to talk like humans, you know what I mean?
And exactly. And Michael Eric Dyson, you know, was saying too, you know, how, you know, if Obama had a kumbaya moment, you know, he just gets blasted. I mean, there's nothing he can do.
No, and I think, honestly, Dan, I think that's why it was refreshing watching him with Christie yesterday, because they seem more like humans. They're throwing the football and they're laughing.
No question about it.
Yeah.
There's no question about it. I just, you know, I really have a fear, and I, you know, this is the reason I watch you guys, and now I'm friends with Audra on Facebook, which is so fast. She's so fast.
Yay! I know.
And, yeah, I mean, this is how we all make friends through you guys. I really hope that you understand how much you bring people together.
Oh, I don't know about that. I couldn't be more personally divisive, could I?
I mean, my husband was watching with me yesterday and just thinks Jim is just, like, roll on the floor hilarious.
He's the shizzle. Yeah.
He is the shizzle.
Yeah.
He is the shizzle.
But you know what I'm saying?
Like, not to be scared, you know? How do you not let politics run your life?
But, Dana, my point is that I think that sort of warms a lot of people's heart. Even though we don't agree with Chris Christie on a lot of things, you go, that's two guys and being human.
And it's, you know who
demonizes
his state, which is his job.
You know who demonizes stuff like that? It's the Rush Limbaughs of the world. I don't know if you saw the clip of him saying, it's a master-slave relationship, really. Christie needs money, and so he's...
Somebody also called it a gay relationship.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's just, they're so sick. You know, they're just so beyond it.
And you go, this is to me, it looked like two human beings just coming together in the wake of, you know, an area that where people have suffered so greatly, and they're just going, look at what we did. Look at what we did. We worked together, you know.
And to share love and to give, and Obama's there to give his best, the same as he was in Oklahoma, but... There's just nothing he can do.
As competitive as I am, Dana, I didn't even mind that Chris Christie threw the football better. I love to.
No,
it was like
me neither.
It was like a Jersey moment. He's like, bam!
I hate to sound conspiracy-like, but I think that this whole IRS and all this other scandal chilling nonsense, I think they're throwing it out there for 2014.
Yeah.
Because they're petrified of losing. You know, and now Harry Reid's back on the floor.
By the way,
did
you see that? That was the other thing Rush said as he was talking about, well, the IRS, it worked. It worked. That's how they won the election. Not one group was denied tax exempt status.
He was trying to say that's how
the Tea Party was undercut and how Obama won. It's like, what?
And I think, you know, now John Boehner, we need to keep trying to overturn Obamacare. What I mean. How do you calm down?
I think the most important thing Bob Dole said is cloture of course is being abused.
And now we're back to the filibuster, and let's use the word nuclear. Can we find a more mellow word?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I mean, that's not a good word. I just don't like him. He's annoying. I think he needs to go.
Yeah.
And
he's,
then
what's
your position on Eric Holder?
Oh, well, I'll talk about that when we get back. But all right, honey. I think that should be who's going to jail, just because we want to see John Boehner in an orange jumpsuit. Just eyes. Just Kenny.
Yeah, like
just Kenny
key.
from South Park. Just.
Orange chroma key.
29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
She's a little bit older and very gentle.
She's blind in one eye.
Well, maybe I should just let her ride me. Mm-hmm. It is the Stephanie Miller Show now with 40% more.
Chutzpah.
Right. 34 minutes. Somebody's got to fill the chutzpah void for Michelle Bachmann. Oh, it's such a sad day. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Thomas in Texas. Hi, Tom.
Hey, now.
Hi.
I just want to say I am not going to miss her screechy, whiny, nasally fingernails on a chalkboard voice talking about Obama and Benghazi.
But, yeah, well, you're not a comedian. Just, what you know, feel my pain, Thomas. Really?
Well, the thing about it is she won't be in a position of power. We'll hear from her.
All right. That's true.
Yeah. Don't worry about that. But I'm just wondering if there's something else to the story. She doesn't actually say why she is quitting.
Oh, please. It's because the FBI just got involved with the investigation into her campaign finances.
And she's also cashing in. She's going to become a lobbyist.
She didn't say that. She didn't really say that.
Oh, no, I know. Isn't that? That's. I'm sure it had nothing to do with it. Look over there. Look at the shiny keys. That's FBI. Why would that have anything to do? That's crazy.
Well, at least now Marcus is going to get his pantsuits back.
Exactly. More time to shop for pantsuits with her husband. Okay. And if you think that's not the reason, you are a bastard person. And we hate you and your ass face. All right.
Worked tirelessly until slavery was no more.
Here she comes now saying more baloney.
Carbon dioxide, it is a harmless gas.
Everything she says is just more baloney.
If you're involved in the gay and lesbian lifestyle, it's bondage.
The Lord said, be subdued.
Happy birthday to Elvis Presley today.
Because we have a lot of chutzpah.
John Wayne was from Waterloo, Iowa.
You are Jehovah God. We are the Saudi Arabia of oil.
We're running out of rich people.
What does God say when he looks at you? Or when he looks at me? He wants to say, she's hot.
I may not always get my words right. Chutzpah, 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 chutzpah.
Don't say happy birthday to Elvis Presley today.
We'll keep working and we'll get her done.
Thanks for meeting me here at the Liberty Bell in Iowa, everybody. Where, of course, Elvis killed John Wayne Gacy on the toilet. What?
And I'll tell you why I can't put up with you people, because you're bastard people.
Yeah, what was that? I can't remember that one. The Paul Revere, he rang them, those bells.
The birthplace of John Wayne.
Clang, yeah. Clang, clang goes the first. Shut up, Marcus!
Yeah, she said that Waterloo, Iowa was the birthplace of John Wayne.
Right, and then she said that Paul Revere rang those. He rang them bells.
He didn't ring bells. He rode a horse.
Right, right. It was that. Yeah. It was that whole story.
Yeah.
Oh, everyone's going to have their favorite Michelle Bachmann moment. Richard in Pennsylvania, how about you? Hello, Richard.
Good morning.
Good morning.
When Michelle said that she doesn't believe people should serve more than 8 years.
Right.
Does the same logic apply to people like Boehner and Cantor? Does this mean she feel that they shouldn't be in Congress?
Yeah, shouldn't she take some pals with her?
Yeah.
Or maybe send the FBI to suss around in their finances?
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
I'm going to miss her. She's good for a lot of laughs.
I know, right? I just remember my other favorite moment. Remember when she was hiding in the bushes outside the gay rights rally? And as I tried to helpfully say...
To escape the lesbians.
Right, I said not a bush and not a good hiding place. No. At a lesbian event. I was trying to be helpful because I'm a helper.
Yeah, and you're a lesbian.
Right? Yeah, it's hilarious, that picture. She's like crouching in the bush. It's like they won't see her. Looking at least, just, you know.
What is that bush?
Oh, and then she, I know. The other thing is she freaked out in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Because two middle-aged, I guess lesbians came in the bathroom at the same time. Mm-hmm. And she went like screaming, they tried to grab my boob or whatever, and they totally didn't. They just wanted to talk to her about legislation.
Yeah. They were constituents.
Yeah. And she freaked out. She was spinning on her back in the parking lot.
Yeah. You know, Michelle's going to be home a lot more, so Marcus had better hide the porn.
Right? Right, Marcus?
Yeah.
You know, Michelle, I'm having a little soiree. Do you think you could maybe
stop chair dancing to Lady
Motel
Gaga?
Motel 6 for a couple of days. You know, until the poppers wear off.
Whoa! Woo! Marcus, stop it!
Dancing in a tidy way, he's like Tom Cruise.
I'm trying to get a lobbyist job! It's like the door's almost coming off its hinges.
Yeah.
He's like swinging in his chair.
I'm a barbarian! Discipline me!
Ow!
Oh, God.
Hey, Marcus! Get a job! Okay.
Can you turn it down?
Okay, off to the D-Gang Clinic, honey. See you at lunch at Macy's to buy passes. All right. Oh, I sense I'm going to be cracking myself up all morning. Okay, Linwood in Virginia.
See, her retirement isn't so bad.
Oh,
you were
golly.
All dejected when you walked
oh,
in.
Oh, golly, now it's fun.
It's going to be like the Liberace movie at Marcus's house.
Yeah.
In the candelabra.
Oh, my God, that scene
Michael
where
Douglas can play him. Can
yes.
Play
that scene where he went into the sex club
the
in a full-on mint coat.
No one will notice
no,
me.
Yeah.
Hi, Linwood.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm watching the show on Current.
Yes.
I do it every morning.
Yes, thank you.
Well, you're welcome. The thing about the Michelle Bachman thing, this is all coming as a shocker to me because I've been in school, you know, studying my subject matters and trying to get a political science degree. But this has caught me by surprise. She's resigning from Congress.
Right.
There's got to be two reasons behind
it. She's not resigning from Congress. She's just not going to run again. So she's not quitting in the middle of her term
right.
like Sarah Palin did.
She clearly needs to spend more time with her husband,
right.
who is insatiable.
Okay, but I'm looking at this from a perspective. Is the fact she can't win her district anymore, or is she under investigation for some sort of scandal?
It's for campaign, for finance, for both. Yeah, for both. The latest polling's not good, and also she's being investigated, and the FBI just joined the investigation, which means it's more serious than just the FEC.
Now, the second thing I want to talk about is the president. Now, it's clear that they're not going to work with this guy, and it's clear he's going to have to fight like hell to get his judges appointed. But, you know, he needs to have a little bit more of I'm not saying he doesn't have a backbone, but I think he's not out there enough really saying, you know what, I'm sick of these guys. I'm trying to legislate this country here. I'm trying to govern this country. But these guys want to play politics, so get me a new Congress and we'll get things done.
Well, I mean, he can do that, but it's not election season yet. I mean, it's what are you going to do? I mean, I think he has said that.
I mean, I would be strongly, you know, he's not going to get anything done in this term. I mean, he's a lame duck president.
Well,
you know,
he's not going to get anything done in this term because of everything Bob Dole talked about, because they're not getting anything done at all. It's not even a version of Congress he recognizes. You know, like he said, at least we got our work done.
Just want to be an anchor around Obama's neck.
Oh, by the way, did you see this? Obama is officially the worst socialist ever.
Yeah.
I believe Rachel put this up on her blog.
Right. Ask Bernie Sanders about
yeah.
that.
Right. Wall Street's major indexes soared after U.S. home prices saw their best annual rise in 7 years. Consumer confidence got another boost. All-time high. Obama.
That's right.
The change in the S&P 500 under each president, President Obama up 105%. Annualized change is 18% up. That would be up.
Up.
Just for, by way of recent historical comparison.
What a communist.
The total change in the stock market for George W. Bush, minus 40.
Yeah.
Annualized change, minus 6.2. Let's review. For President Obama, that would be up 105%. Annualized change, up 18%.
And George Bush
is at the top
down
of the,
40.
Yes. There's the whole list of all the presidents in all the world.
Oh.
There he is.
Why does Obama
hate
America?
The worst socialist ever. I bring you President Barack Obama. By the way, can you tell how bad politics have gotten? I found it so refreshing that Chris Christie said, "It is my honor to introduce to you the President
yes.
of the United States of America." I'm so used to people to Obama or thinking it's okay. And I thought, that's the way you're supposed to introduce. And even that seems civil, the way you're officially supposed to introduce the President
right.
of the United States, no matter what. Anyway, okay.
By
I
the
just
way,
found it refreshing.
Listener Jeremy in Minnesota
yes.
Has a prediction. He says that Michelle Bachman is going to try to run for Senate against Al Franken.
Oh, for God's sakes. Well, that's good
I
for
can't
comedy.
I can't wait for that to be. Yes.
Okay. Tim in Cleveland, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Tim.
Yeah, hey, listen, I wanted to touch on Bob Dole a little bit. You know, you do feel sorry for him in a way. You couldn't help but feel sorry. But the reality is, he is now living with the monster that he created. He
How
laid
so?
That. He helped lay that groundwork.
How so, though?
How did he? Well, he, Mr. Reagan, they all ushered in the ultra crazies and helped to give them power within the party.
Well, I don't
they
get
pushed
that.
It to the right. You really don't think that the Bob Dole,
Bob Dole
did anything to
no, he was a moderate
to the right.
Bob Dole actually proposed something very similar to Obamacare back in the early 90s.
I'm not talking about single individual issues. Right. I'm talking about in total, in his pattern.
But, you know, Tim, he was talking about that he's an Eisenhower Republican, and you know, that's my dad's era, and I think that's right. And that's what Jim is alluding to, is they were really so moderate. It's, you know, this party that's moved so far to the right.
They're colleagues, not adversaries.
Obamacare is Bob Dole's plan. I mean, that's what our point is. But, oh, by the way, in this the stock market piece, I was... Do they ever go back and ask these people? We reminisce about what Obama's Republican critics were saying in early 2009. The Wall Street Journal ran an entire editorial in March 2009 arguing the weak stock market was a direct result of investors evaluating, quote, Mr. Obama's agenda and his approach to governance.
Yeah.
Where's the follow-up piece saying, oh, we're sorry.
We were
stock
wrong.
Market, the highest of any president ever.
Oh, look over there.
Karl Rove and Lou Dobbs made the same case. So did Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Fred Barnes. For a short while, it was one of Mitt Romney's favorite talking points. Huh. Hello. Anybody? Anybody? How about a follow-up question on that? Any thoughts? Any thoughts on the state of the stock market these days? Anybody?
Shut up.
Bueller?
Shut up.
Right.
Shut up.
All right.
Hate you.
Now it's not important anymore. No, the stock market doesn't matter. That's whatever.
No, I don't hate
you, and I hate your ass face.
All right, Marcus. 45 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
A mecca of misdemeanors.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
I don't know, Jim. Someone should check and see if Matt Damon is available to play Marcus Bachman's boyfriend in Behind the Congressional Candelabra. Come on, someone do it! Make it! Come on, History Channel
Hello,
something.
Hello, baby boy.
Okay, 50 minutes after the hour.
I wonder if Marcus has chinchilla undershorts.
See?
Wouldn't surprise me a bit.
Just when one dream dies, Chris, another one.
Yeah.
Another one lives.
Maybe Debbie Reynolds can play Marcus's mother.
Behind the Congressional Candelabra.
Yes.
Get to work, Hollywood. Let's go. I'm just an idea person. I'm not an executor.
It's probably going to be on SNL next week.
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
It's ended for the season.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Never mind.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Someone's going to do that joke, I'm telling you right now. Okay. Mary in Minnesota mourning the death of comedy this morning as well. Hello, Mary.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
I actually live in Michelle Bachman's district.
Yeah.
And I also, the hometown of Gretchen Carlson also.
Oh, my goodness.
But I have a couple ideas why she's not running. I think she's scared that Jim Graves is going to beat her because he's a very impressive candidate. He's a moderate Democrat.
We're going to have him on in just a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
wait to hear.
No, we had him on last cycle, and he is really impressive. But I also think when you're weighed down by campaign finance rules and stuff like that, it can be a bother.
It's a number of factors, but I know she was good for a laugh, and I mean we had a great time laughing about her hiding from the lesbians and all that.
Right.
But we gotta let it go, Stephanie, for the good of the country. She's got to go.
I know.
And we'll just have to find something else to laugh about.
I would have anything to be a fly on the wall in that bathroom, right? I'd love these.
Right?
These
two
elderly women. Hi, Michelle. We're constituents. We'd like to talk to you about.
It was really something. I'll never forget that here in Minnesota. But I think Jim Graves has a good chance to win.
Yep,
so
I know.
So this is a good thing.
I know. Well, who's going to run against him, do you think?
I don't know. Nobody's really come forward yet. I think it's kind of a surprise.
Yeah.
That
she announced at 2:30 this morning, so.
Yeah.
What was she doing up at that hour?
I have no idea.
Yeah, really.
Marcus just getting
Jeremy.
Home. What's that?
I kind of agree with Jeremy. I hope she's not thinking of running against Al Franken, but I think she'd get beat in that, too. She's a pretty popular senator here. So.
All right. Mary, thanks for calling. Can you please say now that you have to flee the interview?
Okay.
You got to flee the interview. Okay.
Okay.
All right, bye.
She's fleeing the interview.
Oh, she fleed the interview.
Well, that looks like your accomplice there in the wood chipper.
Okay. Yeah, who will run? That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to, but 2:30 in the morning. I'm just guessing. I don't know. Marcus just got home.
Sure.
From a rave or something. She's like, ah, now I'm up. I might as well just make this gall darn announcement.
He's wearing his floor-length fur coat coming in from the sex club.
Trailing glitter.
Yeah.
Trailing glitter.
Glitter and vomit.
Oh, God.
Like that scene from behind the candelabra.
Yes, exactly.
It's a splat.
Oh God.
I stepped out of the room for that one, fortunately. Yeah.
My boyfriend, Matt Damon, threw up, so I had to come home. Sorry. Let's go to Mary in Chicago. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
You know, I'll tell you, those have been very hard on Marcus. My daughter has a theory.
What's that?
He's helping out all those gay folks. He's taking the gay rights from them. And he's just, it's kind of like an exorcism.
Oh.
So he's not really gay. He's just taking the gay rights from them.
Right.
And internalizing
he's
it.
He's borrowing it.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
He's doing them a big service. And he doesn't get a lot of credit for what he does.
Right. Just sucking the gay out of them.
Yes. Yes. In honor of gay marriage. Something borrowed, something blue. What? Okay, Jay and...
just something blue.
Right. A couple of them. A couple blue things.
Blue on blue.
Well.
Jay in Wisconsin, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show on Michelle Bachman, which is more than Marcus can say. Hey!
Hey!
I can't stop myself! Okay, go ahead.
Good morning. Love your show.
Thank you.
Just a couple things on the Michelle Bachman thing. First of all, she runs against Al Franken, and she's going to get her plaque cleaned.
Debate. The debate will literally look like an SNL sketch, right?
Exactly. I mean, does this sound familiar with her? I mean, another famous female politician that was a big quitter. I can see Russia from my backyard.
I know it. And that's what I said. My dream dies of them debating presidential history. Another one dies.
I think they should change the definition in the dictionary of hypocrite to Republican politician.
There you go.
One more thing.
Yes.
Talking about those teachers that, you know, with the teachers and the kids with the sexual abuse and everything. And I think it's unfortunate and everything. There's only one thing I want to know is where were those female teachers when I was in school?
Oh, I know. You. P-I-G. All right. Let's go to Ryan in Minneapolis. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I love the show.
Thank you. We're here to counsel you today, Minnesota. That's why we're here.
I don't need counseling today. It's a great day. I ride home every day in a carpool and listen to Jason Lewis, Mr. Right. And I'll tell you what I love, like yesterday when the top story is raw milk, because that means things are going great. Obama's doing a good job. The economy's kicking. So, I love hearing about raw milk and global warming.
Yep, there you go. All right, honey. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Kristen in Madison, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Kristen.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm the official girl in Madison who had an orgasm.
What?
Hello. Jim's awake now. Jim's up, so to speak.
Yes, me. Anyways, I was commenting on the guy before who was saying that, not to say that Obama doesn't have a backbone, but Obama doesn't have a backbone, it's not his thing at all. As far as I can see, he's been making a speech every week or so for the past month. But right. I was thinking last night about the number of congressmen who I've been getting emails from or who I've heard about doing anything, and it's pretty much Republican, Republican, Republican. Like, there's been McCain with Syria, which I think is admirable, and Boehner, of course.
Wait, you think what's admirable? John McCain?
John McCain going to Syria.
Why is that admirable? I think it's treasonous.
Oh, him going there? Well, I haven't looked all into it, so don't get me on that
well,
one.
Well, he went to Syria and criticized the president's policy on Syria. That,
yeah.
That seems a little...
Well,
that has
okay,
extra
that
treason
part.
Berries.
You
huh?
know, what's a little treason? But no.
Among friends.
Never mind. But I can't think of any Democrat who's been out there besides, you know, Harry Reid doing his mealy mouth thing every once in a while, and Nancy Pelosi. Like, I, in terms of making news or being headlines or anything like that, or coming out and putting new bills forward, I just hear about.
How do you work with this with their counterparts? How do you work with the Republicans in Congress?
Oh, I don't think working with them is anything that's going to happen. But I don't think that's the game right now. I think the game is to show who's trying to do stuff for America. But I mean, really, like look at.
I think that's pretty clear. It's the president and Democrats, unfortunately.
It's definitely Obama, but in terms of Congress people, like Democratic Congress people, who do you hear about. Like, we're talking about Bachman today and John McCain today.
Well, because Bachman retired. You know who I love? Every time I see on TV, I love more. Keith Ellison, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
Great progressive. Great. I would be incredibly frustrated being in Congress right now. And thank God there's no chance of that ever happening.
Yeah.
All right.
Too many skeletons in that closet.
Woo! Clackety, clackety, clackety. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. Future Congressman Jim Graves from the great state of Minnesota coming up. Michelle Bachman, I know. I have lost yet another comedy pinky. Has renounced. She will not run again. Has nothing to do with a giant cartoon FBI hand knocking at the door. Okay. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. All right. There you go. Nothing to do with them investigating her campaign finance.
Whatever.
I'm Flavin. All right. Okay. StephanieMiller.com is the website. You can email us. All their executive producer, Chris Lavoie, voice deity, Jim Ward, or me, Stephanie Miller. Oh, here he is, future Congressman Jim Graves from the great state of Minnesota. Good morning, future Congressman.
Good morning, Stephanie. How are you doing?
I'm good, sir. So really, really tragic news out of Minnesota today, huh?
Well, it's a good day for America, isn't it?
Yeah. Jim, I know that we've talked to you during the last cycle, but the latest polling there was showing, I believe either tied or you ahead, right?
No, we're ahead. Definitely we're ahead. And that's the reason, cut out all the spin, that's the reason why Michelle Bachman stepped out. She did not have a pathway to victory. She knew it, and she had to exit early before she could get more embarrassed.
Yeah.
Well, Jim, the other thing is that it is not insignificant. She was already being investigated by the FEC, but now the latest word is the FBI is involved, correct?
Yeah, we haven't, Stephanie, gotten too involved in that, but I'm sure that's a serious distraction for her as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we're letting that bipartisan, what we've always said is the truth will set you free or otherwise, and we'll let that play out. But I think that may have been, additional stress on her, but no question about it.
Yeah, I think it might have had just a little tiny bit to do with it as well. But, Jim, we just had some people calling from Minnesota last hour and saying how impressive that you were and are as a candidate, and which is the same thing I thought, we interviewed you last time. And it's so funny, you're a successful businessman, right? And it's... this whole meme we were just talking about, this whole the president's a socialist thing that they've had going. And, we see that the president, the stock market literally is at an all-time high of any president in our history. I mean, they're having a tough time, aren't they? I'm looking at a headline right now, economic gains boost U.S. confidence to five-year high. They're having a tough time selling what they're selling, aren't they?
Yeah, because it's hard to sell something when it isn't true. And the real thing is that we're all in this thing for the same reason. We want this country to work. We want a strong middle class. We want an economy that works. But we also know that it only is going to work if we have a strong middle class. And if you continually attack and attack and attack the working people of this country, where does the aggregate demand, where does the demand for our goods and services for businesses come from? So we got to get back to the basics and build a strong middle class with the people can have dignity and enough money, a livable wage job that they can actually participate. And that's the problem right now. That's the problem with America. We're losing that.
And, Jim, part of what is incredible to me about the story I'm reading right now is that the president has been able to do this with not just no help, but incredible obstructionism. I mean, I'm looking at the story. Home prices surging. Job growth is strengthening. Stocks are setting record highs, all of which explains why Americans are more hopeful about the economy than any other point during the last 5 years. I mean, that's fairly incredible, isn't it?
Well, Stephanie, things are going quite well in many ways, but I have to be candid with you. We have a lot of work to do. We have about 40% of our people out there, our listeners, that are really struggling, worrying about how they're going to make their house payment, worrying about how they're going to get the kids off of school, clothes, and, have enough money to maybe spend a little time, have access to education and good health care. And we are moving in the right direction, no question about it, in spite of all the headwinds that they're trying to throw at us. But we have some work to do, and we're going to get it done. But the way we're going to get it done is bringing people together, being rigorous with the facts, and And that's what's going to happen, hopefully. People are going to speak up. I think this whole far right wing, you know, anti-government, anti-everybody, lower taxes for the wealthy, that isn't going to play anymore.
Well, I mean, I think that I was looking at, interesting, just on the same day that this news came out, the potential Democratic challenger in Kentucky is tied with Mitch McConnell. So, you know, I do think, you know, and given the Michelle Bachmans of the world being on the way out, I think that I'm hopeful the climate is changing in Washington.
Boy, that would be phenomenal if we could really make a real change and bring people together that really wanted to solve the problems and work for the people. And, you know, that's what we need, not this gamemanship, this blood sport that McConnell and the rest of them are doing. You know, whatever Obama or anybody says, they're going to be against just because whatever he said, you know.
Yeah.
That isn't the way we build this country. We have to I think the Republicans, you know, John Boehner has a couple good ideas. Let's bring him to the table over a beer and let's figure it out.
Yeah.
But we have to be rigorous with the facts, and they just don't bring any rigor to the table.
Yeah, Merlot. He likes Merlot.
Okay.
I have attention to detail in this area. Just listen to me.
Oh, good. Now, okay, Stephanie, that's good to know. Okay.
Jim. Everybody's talking this morning about Bob Dole's comments. Take a listen. This is Bob Dole.
I think they ought to put a sign on the National Committee doors that says closed for repairs until New Year's Day next year, and spend that time going over ideas and positive agendas.
I mean, that resonated so much, I think, with so many people, and yet I don't know if the Republicans in power really listened. But, I mean, that's fairly stunning, isn't it, for him to say and Reagan couldn't make it in this Republican Party today?
It is stunning, and when you think about it, notwithstanding he was a criminal, Nixon would be a moderate liberal today.
Yeah.
He's in favor of the EPA, price controls. I mean, he did things that were, I mean, they would say he's a communist, put him in jail.
Yeah,
you know,
friend Jim here said the president's health care plan was Bob Dole's plan, essentially. I mean,
exactly. Bob Dole stood up for, you know, strengthening the Social Security Trust. I mean, he believed in America. It actually shows you how far off track. And, you know, it all started with Karl Rove in 1980 when he started this big movement on social issues and everything else. It took the eye off the ball, and they won the election, you know, a couple of presidentials. But they destroyed their own party in the process.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think with the Jim Graves of the world, we're going to take it back. So, Jim, thanks so much for taking time for us, and good luck.
Thank you, Stephanie, and let's keep in touch and have fun out in California.
Please. Thanks so much, Jim. All right, there he goes, Jim Graves, future congressman
from
the great state of Minnesota.
Love him.
Oh, Gaddy.
Minnesota.
Oh, Gaddy.
Boy, Bob Dole sounded so
I know. I know. Yes, that's what I was saying. Sad. It was sad. Watching him, it was also sad what he was saying,
right,
you know, and what he's watched become of his party and his country. It really was. Speaking of sad, oh dear.
Aww. My good friends,
oh, golly.
After a great deal of thought and deliberation, I have decided next
thought?
Year
Singers coming
I
now.
Will not seek a fifth congressional term to represent the wonderful people of the 6th District of Minnesota. After serious consideration, I am confident that this is the right decision.
Who chose that music?
I'm guessing Marcus.
Oh.
He probably wanted to go disco, but she was probably like, no, it needs to sound, you know.
Somber.
Somber.
I'm serious.
I think string section.
He wanted something from Cats.
Memory, all alone in the moon, like I am Grisabella. Marcus! Okay.
Oh God.
Yeah. What? Where was that? Why was there music under it?
It was a video that was posted on her webpage.
Oh, I got to hear it again. Okay. I'm guessing that Marcus did pick out the pantsuit and the music.
And it was posted at 2:30 in the morning.
And I think he was there with a little hat, a little conductor's thing, and he cued the music.
Don't you think I look cute in this hat?
Yeah.
My good friends, after a great deal of thought and deliberation, next year I will not seek a fifth congressional term to represent the wonderful people of the 6th District of Minnesota. After serious consideration, I am confident that this is the right decision.
Memory.
It's that couple from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Hot mic.
Okay, all right. Bring music swells. Oh, it's all so magical. I think he was singing. I think he was trying from memory.
I think he was, too.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Why did he post it so late, though? Where was he coming back from?
Who can say?
Is he just driving back from IML in Chicago?
Excuse me? Okay. Let's go to Dorothy in Minneapolis. We're trying to help Minnesota through this morning. Hello, Dorothy.
Hi. You know, I think it's strange that she's been running campaign ads, and there were still some on this weekend, and she's been calling her constituents, and then she suddenly quits. Could it be because of the FBI investigation?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Golly, she says that has nothing to do with it. Yeah, maybe it wasn't Jehovah God that at the end was near. Maybe it was her lawyer. Yeah, Michelle, it's Ixnay. The Ipsnay, the campaign finance aid.
We are in the last days. You are Jehovah God.
Who's a Jehovah God?
It's okay. I'll fit you for a fabulous prison jumpsuit.
You look great in orange.
We'll be the prettiest girl in the hole. You! It's a pretty girl.
You're going to be very popular.
It's a pretty girl in the prison there. Which prison? Who?
Exactly.
I think he went through every show tune that he's ever sung.
I like to be in America, in a prison in America.
Okay. All right. We're officially having too much fun. It's a pretty girl in the prison.
And you were
there.
So depressed
Which
when you walked
where?
In.
Which prison? Where?
You were so depressed when you
I
walked
know
in.
I it.
And now look at you.
Now look
having
at me.
Having the time of your life.
Another rampage, another show!
The time of my life. I never felt this way before.
I think he's going to wait till evening to sing Memory. Memory. He'll just be in the all alone in the moon.
Ding dong, the bitch is dead. There was a choke bit.
That's when he starts taking poppers tonight. All right.
Finally, I could be free.
17 minutes after the hour. What show tunes do you think Marcus is singing now? All right, 17 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
What in the name of holy hell is going on here?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Right? Shut up.
That's right. My life.
Memories of
my love and my lady is the sea.
Memories of Fleet Week. Oh, heaven. We're all just so sad this morning listening.
Poor Marcus.
You listened very carefully this morning in Minneapolis so you can hear Marcus.
Weight's been lifted off me. I can sing soprano again.
Turn your face to the moon.
He's got a good voice.
Yeah.
I can stop pretending I'm an alto. I don't have to be a congressional wife anymore. Oh, I'm free. Find there the meaning of what happiness is. Single teardrop. Okay.
He's standing there under one spotlight.
But he put it himself.
Wearing nothing but a mink cape.
He purchased Michael Douglas's whole wardrobe from behind the candelabra.
Including the wig.
I'm sorry you had to see me without my wig, Michelle. Hope you still think of me the same way sexually.
Don't you think I look cute in this wig?
Okay.
Speaking of the Liberace biopic.
Oh, you have a fun fact.
Yeah, someone sent me an article. Rob Lowe reveals secrets for his plastic look in the movie.
He plays the plastic surgeon that has obviously had so much plastic surgery.
He can barely see.
His eyes are like...
Yes. Right. And he said, besides squinting, Lowe achieved this unnatural look with makeup and prosthetics. It's tape and pulled behind his head.
Right.
It's literally what they used to do in the early days of cinema before they were facelifts for actresses. Joan Crawford, her whole career was this, he said. You tape, you pull around the back of the head, but you have to have a wig because it covers the elastic that's pulling the tape back.
Marcus is taking notes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he achieved it with tape and squinting.
Point taken.
All right, let's move on, shall we? 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. I was talking about that socialist. Thanks, Obama. Economic gains boosts U.S. confidence to five-year high. Oh, damn it! Investors on Tuesday celebrated the latest buoyant reports on consumer confidence and housing prices, which together suggest growth could accelerate in the second half of 2013.
That's right.
Oh, dear. Greater confidence could spur people to spend more money and help offset tax increases and federal spending cuts. This is like just a comedy exploding cigar for the Republicans. They're like, oh, even a sequester can't kill the cow. And the fastest rise in home prices in 7 years might lead more Americans to put housing on the market, easing supply shortages that have helped the housing recovery from taking off. Consumer confidence jumped to 76.2%, up from 69% in April. That's the highest level since February.
I think Mitch McConnell is contemplating returning to the Galapagos Islands.
Yes, exactly. Well,
if his challenger
has anything to say, I was telling Jim Graves about this. The new poll has a... What? What's on my lip?
Nothing. I was scratching my lip.
Oh, pardon me. Okay. Sorry.
I thought we were doing, like, signs and baseball.
Sorry.
You know.
I didn't know if you want me to steal third or... yeah. I have something on my... Okay. A new poll finds Kentucky Secretary of State Allison Lundgren Grimes, a Democrat, would be tied 45-45, neck and neck, with Mitch McConnell.
No one could
and you don't see his neck that often. Cause he's,
no.
Yeah, in his show.
Inside the show.
A lot.
That's my autobiography, Inside the Show.
Right. McConnell continues to be unpopular, with 44% of voters approving, 47% disapproval. That's underwater.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
He could be a turtle soup.
Right.
Soon.
His number's even worse with independents, 41% of whom think he's doing a good job, 53% to give him four marks. Oh, dear.
That's not good.
All right. Time for mating season in the Galapagos.
People are bastard people, and I hate your ass faces.
Well, it was time for him to mate again anyway. They mate, every 75 years or something?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And you don't want to miss that. You miss that window.
Then
you're screwed, literally.
Yeah.
Right? Home prices jumped by nearly 11% in March compared with a year ago. The economic news helped send the Dow up 106 points to close at a record. One head of a Chicago advertising agency is quoted here. I thought it was so significant. He said, a year ago, I had more friends asking me if I knew anybody who was hiring. Now I have more people who are asking me if I know of anyone looking for a job. So there you go. Ha ha. Ha ha. Yeah, 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 yeah. Republicans, doing everything you can to drag us down. It's not working. Ha ha. Okay. Let's go to Maris in D.C. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Maris.
And good morning to you. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
Oh, guess what happened? Huffington Post is reporting this morning that Glenn Beck said that Michelle Bachmann is under investigation because she's against radical Islam.
Because she's what?
Against radical Islam?
Right. Sure.
Yes,
that's
sir.
It. That's why the FBI is after her.
Right.
For being after radical is what?
Oh, it's a conspiracy theory. Oh,
right.
I see.
See.
It's connected to her.
Exactly. Yeah, and apparently 32,000 Somalians actually do live in Minnesota, and I guess they're saying that they're basically going through and flooding that district and trying to change the voting patterns. That's my guess.
Yeah, well, she's always, I mean, it's interesting because she's always had that weird district, but, you know, Jim Graves, as he just told us, is ahead. So I'm sure that was a big factor. And also the giant cartoon knocking FBI hand at her door.
Ha, ha,
ha. Ha, ha, ha. Okay. All right. 29.
This is a city.
It's hard to hear it over show tunes. She probably just didn't hear the FBI. Right. 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
I love it. 3 a.m. and you guys are hammered.
Woo! It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anybody, anywhere. We are saddened by the death of comedy today. Michelle Bachmann leaving Congress. However, Marcus is finally free. Celebrating this morning at home.
Playing with the trolley. Ding, ding, ding.
and the bell.
Sing, 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 with my heart sings, as we started from Huntington Dell.
Whee! Okay. Oh, good for him. He doesn't have to be pretend to be something he's not anymore.
That's right.
That's right. That's right. All right. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Well, looky here. Canadians complain their new plastic $100 bills have the unmistakable aroma of maple syrup.
Sure.
Indeed, what is that a boot, I wonder? We have some stray Canadian guy.
Good day. You statesers may have heard that the Canadian government has issued a new $100 bill that's made of plastic. So, okay, that's already weird, eh? You know it gets cold up here, right? Which means we have heated seats in our Chevy Silverados, so any bills in our back pockets will turn into a puddle of wax in a matter of minutes, eh? But even worse, now it smells like you're sitting in a puddle of maple syrup, eh? So maybe Chevy will come up with seats made of flapjacks and melted butter. could be worse. Could be sitting in a puddle of poutine. Hey, Dave, is that a puddle of poutine you're sitting in?
Oops, sorry.
But be with you. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
I sure hope so, eh? Poser, get out. No, literally, get out. It stinks in here, eh?
You know, that's an urban myth, though.
What?
That their money smells like maple syrup.
I know. Right.
Yeah. Okay.
I know. Right.
In fact, people are calling the Canadian Mint, saying that they need to use more scent in the dollar bills because they don't smell it.
Where's my maple, eh?
Exactly.
Should smell like mint. Should smell like maple and mint, since it's from the mint, eh?
All right. I, as you know, big idea person, I have another big idea.
What?
Guess who
could be... what's a big idea?
Guess who could be Chris Christie's new stylist?
Who?
Marcus Bachmann, since he is not needed anymore to be Michelle's stylist
for
her congressional
I don't think we need to
I'm
see
thinking
him.
Horizontal stripes.
Yeah, we don't need to see him.
He was wearing
a
white shirt yesterday, and I don't
know. He's lost a lot of weight.
I know, but I still, white not the most slimming, I'm just saying. Maybe not the bone pantsuit for him.
We don't need to see Chris Christie in a crew.
Right, but he has lost weight, and good for him.
Yes.
Just saying, he could use a little an out-of-work stylist. Okay. The president in Asbury Park with...
You are stronger than the storm. After all you've dealt with, after all you've been through, the Jersey Shore is back, and it is open for business.
I was saying, with all the partisanship, it was refreshing, wasn't it, to see a couple of guys
right.
tossing some footballs at the shore. Boom.
ABC News was calling it a bromance.
Little bromancy? Laughing, high-fiving.
High-fiving.
Winning things that boys do.
Winning each other prizes
right?
at the boardwalk games.
Exactly. Tiny bit gay. Okay.
A little bit.
7 months ago, I promised you that your country would have your back. I told you we would not quit until the job was done. And I meant it.
Yeah, and I thought, what is, you know, partisanship in this country come to? And I was just so impressed that he actually said, I am honored to introduce you to the President of the United States of America. Barack
That's
Obama,
great.
You're like going, huh, I don't remember anybody else. That seems quaint somehow.
Rather Republicans are tearing their hair out. God, you didn't
right,
say it. God,
honored?
Son of a...
The entire title? You don't just say,
hey,
here's Obama,
Obama.
Here's that one. Here's Obama. Here's... Yeah.
You know, that one.
The socialist.
The Kenyan.
Yeah. Okay, President.
We've got wonderful shops and restaurants and arcades that are opening their doors. And I saw what thousands of Americans saw over Memorial Day weekend. You are stronger than the storm.
Yeah, well, I know Chris Matthews yesterday goes, I wouldn't want to go against the ocean. I don't know. Stronger than the storm. Not fair enough.
Okay.
Sometimes I don't even think Chris Matthews knows what he's saying.
No, he's filling time.
I'm just making sounds.
He's filling time.
Yes. I got to say something here. I don't know what it is. You know what's going to come out of my mouth. I just remember Tip O'Neill told me once. I forgot what it was, but it doesn't matter. It was Tip O'Neill.
Where's the producer? Stop doing this. I got nothing here. It's like, you know what? Verbal packing material. Got nothing. It's packing peanuts.
I'm just packing peanuts.
I don't know.
Just give me some packing peanuts. I'll just throw them at the camera.
Stronger than the storm. Huh? What's that about?
If he said the words packing peanuts, he would have a little
right.
drip of
right.
spit on his lip.
Right.
Like he always does.
Did he see Perfect Storm? Talk to George Clooney. I wouldn't want to go against the ocean. Okay. Governor Chris Christie.
I am not going to let anything or anyone get in between me and the completion of the mission to restore and recover our great state.
Bada boom, and then one more, Governor Christie, yesterday at the shore.
Everybody came together. Republicans, Democrats, Independents, we all came together because New Jersey is more important and our citizens' lives are more important than any kind of politics at all.
Wow. Wow. How's about that? Look what happens when you work together like humanoids, like carbon-based life forms.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's John McCain. Oh, okay. Grumpy.
It's not the policy.
Yeah, it's not the policy for people that aren't the president or the secretary of the state to traipse over the border to Syria. John McCain slips across the border into Syria, meets with the rebels to criticize, the president's policy with Syria. McCain, one of the fiercest critics of the Obama administration's Syria policy, made the unannounced visit across the Turkey-Syria border.
Turkey?
Right. He came in from Turkey. Right.
That's a little treasony.
With the general of the Free Syrian Army, he stayed in the country for several hours before returning to
Turkey?
Yes. He met with assembled leaders of the Free Syrian Army, called on the U.S. to step up its support into the Syrian armed opposition, provide them with heavy weapons, a no-fly zone, and airstrikes on the Syrian regime and the forces of Hezbollah. The general praised McCain's visits and criticized the Obama administration's Syria policy.
Smell the
treason berries this morning.
Like Jane Fonda sitting on the anti-aircraft cannon in Vietnam.
Right?
Yeah.
What a
Turkey?
Yes. McCain's visit came as the Obama administration is once again considering an increase in support to Syrian opposition, while at the same time pushing the opposition council to negotiate with the regime at an international conference in Geneva in early June.
McCain
undermine the official policy much, Grampy?
I think McCain, who had been shot down by the Vietnamese, would have been a little more sensitive to that kind of thing.
I certainly hope he remembered his angry, crotchety old man card when he crossed the border from Turkey into Syria so that he could get a discount on...
I expect you'll want to see my angry, crotchety grandpa discount card.
Sir, this card has expired.
But it's good for a lifetime.
Well, yours expired.
Grampy. Okay, let's go to Mike in West Virginia. Hi, Mike.
Hi, good morning, Mama. Good morning, Moose.
Good morning.
My wife and I had the pleasure of seeing you guys in D.C. at the Sexy Liberal Show.
Woo!
Love you guys.
Thank you.
It's the only thing that keeps us sane.
Oh, boy.
I just wanted to give a shout-out to Mama for pointing something out that I think is very important. And it was kind of subtle, but it was great. You said, there really is no liberal media.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody, you see John Boehner asking for somebody to go to prison, well, why didn't any of the reporters go, who?
Who's going to prison?
What are you saying?
Someone's going to prison.
And is it wrong to want it to be him? So that he could be in an orange jumpsuit and look like, and then someone will Photoshop him next to Kenny from South Park.
Exactly. And on Michelle, I think Michelle will probably go from being on one MSNBC show, Hardball, to Lockup. It's going to be great.
She can get working on the weekends
at
MSNBC after the crazy train pulls out.
I want the crazy train bit again.
Oh. Right, the Michelle Bachman crazy train bit. Okay, let me take one more about Michelle Bachman. Hi, Dawn in Minnesota. Hi, Dawn.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Oh. Hi, Dawn.
This is Ellen.
Oh, okay, then you.
All right.
What have you done with Dawn? Okay, go ahead.
I just want to know what Michelle's going to do with the $6 million she's raised to run for re-election again. I don't know that she would be able to use that money since it's just for re-election.
Yeah, interesting.
And any lawsuits or anything coming against her.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
I just don't trust her with what she's going to do with it.
Yeah, no, it's interesting.
Maybe she's going to run against somebody else, maybe for the Senate, if she thinks she can be cleared.
Well, that's what the speculation is this morning, is they're talking about her running against Franken, which would be the best debate
hilarious.
Ever. Oh,
guys, Bachman, are you hypnotized tonight? Has someone hypnotized you?
From one eye-wind to another, my name is Michelle Bachman.
Well,
that's rude.
We allow this to happen. Root marriage, polygamy, and things much worse may not be far behind.
I am not here as anybody's judge.
Take a great look at the views of the people in Congress and find out, are they pro-America or anti-America?
I am not here as anybody's judge.
What is it that Barack Obama really believes?
Well, that's rude.
Obama has pointed to his amendment. Now, these are very strange anti-American
is for you.
She's going off the rail on a crazy train.
Yay. Gangster government.
She's going off the rail on a crazy train.
I am not here as anybody's judge.
Today is at hand. We are in the last days.
Oh. Yay. Oh, goodness. And we check in once again with our hidden microphone in Marcus's bedroom. See how he's doing this morning. Marcus, are you all right?
At first I was afraid. I was petrified. Kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. I grew strong.
Marcus, I have a migraine.
I learned how to get along and so you're back.
Woo!
Brings out the Liberace
code. I didn't walk in to find you here with that bad look upon your face. I should have changed that stupid lock. I should have made you leave your key. If I'd have known for just 1 second, you'd be back to bother me. Oh, now go. Walk out the door. Just turn around now. Because you're not welcome anymore. Was you the one who tried to hurt me with the lies? Just think I'd crumble.
No.
Just think I'd lay down and die.
Baby boy, you need to be disciplined.
Oh, God.
He's going. I'm going to the store to buy eye cream for baby boy. 46 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
What in the name of holy hell is going on here?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 51 minutes after the hour. Sexy liberal Hal Sparks on the way in for Hump Days with Hal. It is very hard. We need help getting through this day, the first day of the death of comedy. Michelle Bachmann, bat congresswoman from the great state of Minnesota, retiring, not going to run again. Has nothing to do, by the way, with the FBI. Or what else did she say? Her maybe not getting reelected. Has nothing to do with that at all.
You're a lying sack of crap. You're a lying sack of crap.
Absolutely.
You're a lying scheming, stinking,
nothing to do with that.
Sack of liquid crap.
National Journal is heaving a sigh of relief. Bachmann's departure relieves GOP headache. Ding dong, the bitch is dead.
Yes, yes. Marcus, of course, in mourning this morning, the hidden microphone in his bedroom.
What good is sitting alone in your room?
Marcus, come out of your room.
Come hear the music play.
He is sounding good. He's in good voice.
Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret.
Yes! Hooray! Yay!
Put down the knitting, the book, and the broom. It's time for a holiday.
Yeah!
Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Come taste the wine.
Fine, all right.
Come hear the band.
Okay. I bet you, Marcus, or...
Screw Maximilian.
I do.
Michelle was probably at Rite Aid before it opened, waiting for her migraine prescription.
Yeah.
Yay! Okay. All right. By the way, the George Zimmerman second-degree murder case will proceed to trial June 10th after his judge denied the defense team's request for a delay.
Yep.
The judge ruled for the state on several key issues. The defense may not bring up Trayvon Martin's past marijuana use at his trial or school suspensions, alleged participation in fights without clearing several legal hurdles, and another ruling granting permission. Did you see Zimmerman's defense team posted online this stuff, photos and text messages from Trayvon's phone?
Yeah, unbelievable.
No relevance to this case at all. The phone, I love this. The phone included photos of what appeared to be marijuana plants and a .40 caliber Smith & Wesson handgun. Oh, I see. So he had a picture of a gun in his phone.
That means he was
technically
armed.
He was armed. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Nice try.
Yeah. Nicely. Nice.
Wow.
One of the most compelling issues the judge must rule on is whether to allow the testimony of a state audio expert, Alan Reich, who says in the background of the 911 call he heard Trayvon in distress and in a trembling voice say, "I'm begging you," just before the fatal shot. He also wrote that Zimmerman was talking like an evangelist or carnival barker early in the recording. Zimmerman defense attorney Mark O'Mara also hired an expert, he said, who will testify that the screams were from Zimmerman.
Right.
Help! I have a gun and
exactly.
You don't! Help! You have a picture of a phone! Help! Okay.
Help! I'm being attacked by a bag of Skittles!
Yes, right. Megan in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Meg.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, go ahead.
I was calling, you had a gal call in from Madison in your first hour, and I wanted to respectfully disagree with her position that Democrats aren't doing anything and it's the Republicans that are all out in front right now.
Right.
I think she's confusing productivity with PR.
Hmm.
While these guys are busy governing the green room, Democrats have introduced bill after bill after bill that have been rejected and voted against just because they were presented.
Yeah. Well, I know, right, and it's fine for John McCain to go grandstand in Syria, but guess what? He's not in charge of what our policy is going to be in Syria, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, he can...
Exactly.
Right. All right. Thank you, honey. Appreciate it. James in Indiana, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, James.
Hello.
Hi.
All right, I'm calling about 58% of the country said they would prefer Ronald Reagan over President Obama.
Uh-huh.
That boggles my mind.
Yeah. I don't know that he'd be as good, you know, what with being dead and all. But
you know, yeah. And also, he kind of started this anti-government baloney, like, government is not the solution to our problem.
Right.
It's the... problem.
Right. The problem, what? Yeah. The problem is, as Bob Dole says, he would be too. He would be more of a socialist than Obama today.
Yeah.
He would
mm-hmm.
give amnesty, raise taxes 11 times. What else? I can't even. No nukes. Totally gay.
Right.
Okay. Let's go to Steve in Illinois. Hi, Steve. Welcome.
Hey, Steph. I think the only way the Republicans are going to salvage their reputation is if they start abandoning this Ayn Randian notion that individual liberty is an absolute, and therefore anyone who values teamwork is a socialist enemy of individual
right.
liberty.
Right.
And
yep.
no one has any obligation for the privilege of participating in a modern economy.
Yep. I mean, it's interesting. What I was just saying, Jim, about the Reagan talking about zero nukes, I was looking at the headline in media, Republican lawmakers use Memorial Day weekend Sunday shows to push for more war. I mean, it's ironic, yes, sad,
yeah.
yes. But, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, Reagan, he would have been called an appeaser. He cut and ran after, the Marine barracks were blown up. I mean, it's all of those charged, right, terms that Republicans use are... Anyway, yeah, media writing, a few days after President Obama delivered his hour-long speech on counterterrorism and national security, conservatives took to the Sunday morning talk shows to express their profound disappointment. So disappointed with what he had to say.
Disappointed!
Yes. Media writing, the president offered a rather strong defense of his administration's record on drone strikes while acknowledging the need to curtail their use in some instances. Obama also addressed his long-held desire to close Guantanamo. Overall, President Seitz was hardly a radical liberal vision for the future of U.S. foreign policy. So why did it draw such ire from his Republican opposition? The simple answer is because the words came out of the mouth of Barack Obama. I mean, that's exactly it.
Exactly.
Right. If he did, I swear, just to mess with them, he should do an actual Reagan speech. He should steal an old Reagan speech and give that and listen to them
socialist
go on the Sunday shows. Lindsey Graham, re-vaporize. And then be like, oh, just kidding. I was just with you. That was Reagan. Somebody was saying, can you imagine Mitt Romney giving a very similar speech and moderate Republicans praising it for its sensible outlook? But there was Newt Gingrich on CNN calling Obama's speech stunningly, breathtakingly naive for his suggestion at some point the global war on terror could come to an end. How many times can you say it? You can't be at war with a... It's not
the concept.
Right. Yes, it's a tactic. It's a. Of course, it's never evil. It's not going to go away. But it's just... anyway, obviously, the way he's prosecuting it is much more effective than the way George Bush did. So, harumph. 58 minutes after the hour. Hump Days with Hal, next on the Stephanie Miller Show. minutes after the hour. Welcome to day one of the death of comedy. Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann of Minnesota announced she will not be running for Congress again. We've been monitoring their home all morning to see how she and Marcus are coping. Marcus's hidden microphone.
Baby, you'll be swell. You'll be great. Gonna have the whole world on a plate. Start here. Start now, honey.
Wow, put a red wig on Marcus and he'd look exactly like Ethel Merman.
I did Foley work.
You did.
Marcus! You know show tunes are my trigger for migraines.
Okay.
The irony.
He's here.
Steffi.
Oh, what's that heavy breathing I hear? Why? Could it be? Yeah.
Hump days with Hal Sparks.
Yes.
It's a good one, I must say.
Oh, as if that isn't like the greatest theme song in the world, I must say. And yet perhaps it isn't. Perhaps there are better ones out there, but I've never heard them. This could be the best moment of my life.
Chris asked me if it was a prop or Foley. I said it's both.
Uh-huh.
It's Michelle's migraine.
Because we're on the television as well. So
that's right.
Technically
so we
speaking.
Need props.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Two different union jobs. Yes.
Other sexy liberal John Fugelsang joining the fun, he tweeted, Michelle Bachmann is leaving Congress to spend more time with her husband Marcus and his new chauffeur Scott Thorson. I did it first. I did behind the congressional candelabra first thing this morning.
My guess is that she's going to run, that Marcus has talked her into running for president again in 2016.
Right.
Because all you have to win is Iowa. And their campaign will be run by Jeff Gannon. That's my theory. I'm sticking to it. Although you will never know when they're actually having a campaign meeting because there will be no records of the comings and goings.
No. No.
No.
Wow. That was
that's
an
obvious.
Yeah.
Wow. I think that's one of the most dusted over aspects of the entire Bush years.
Right.
Jeff Gannon using the back door?
Yeah. Yes. The Washington Press Corps reporter, right-wing website reporter guy, / male prostitute,
/slasher.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Who came and went after 10 o'clock,
so to speak,
at the White House a lot.
Right.
During the Bush administration. That's amazing how you're like, oh, yeah. You tell it to anybody. You run into a reporter at the highest level of the New York Times. Oh, yeah. Why don't we talk about that more? You were afraid?
What?
I don't know.
It's like Robert Patrick, you know, just like Mercury.
Yeah, exactly. Just slid in under the door.
Hal, let's relive the horror. This is Michelle Bachmann, complete with string section.
At 2:30 this morning.
My good friends, after a great deal of thought and deliberation, I have decided next year I will not seek a fifth congressional term to represent the wonderful people of the 6th District of Minnesota. After serious consideration, I am confident that this is the right decision.
She's going to be running across the beach in white shorts in slow motion. Or was that St. Elmo's fire? I always get those mixed up.
I can feel
that would be funny. She's running in slow motion. I'm announcing I am not running.
Hello, people of Minnesota. Since you have decided to usurp evil from the teat of the devil and allow gay people to get married, I must stay at home 24/7, 365, and watch Marcus like a hawk. Because now that it's legal, he's got one foot out the dog door and there's nothing I can do about it. I will be sitting in my living room.
I'm ready to pass the baton to someone else.
With a curare dart in case Marcus tries to get into the car and borrow the keys.
I'm just going out for bread. You're not buying it, Marcus.
I'm ready to get in my chariot of fire and drive away from all the glory. Oh,
I'm just going out for popcorn.
Popcorn. Soda pop.
Since Ted Cruz is just me and drag.
We don't call it pop here. We call it soda.
We don't even feel necessary anymore. So I'm going to stay home. And Marcus and I are going to work on my next campaign, 2016. We're going to take down Hillary.
I think the other choice, besides, they went with Chariots of Fire, but I think Knights in White Satin was probably the other was the other choice that they were. That probably was why it was until 2:30 people fighting over what song to put under her historic announcement.
People of Minneapolis.
Let's go, power ballad!
This is with great sadness and brokenheartedness. Marcus, don't bogart the microphone. Okay, you talk.
Marcus is my knight in white satin hot pants. I need to spend more time with him.
This is a pretty great song.
This is an awesome song.
Yeah.
All right.
A little self-involved. I'm not going to lie. That song.
Who, Marcus?
No, that song. But okay. Yes.
Sure.
Anybody who thinks they can hug out homosexuality...
Right. Hug it out, bitch.
You know what I mean? Yeah, come here. Sit over in my lap. Put your head in my lap, and I'll cuddle you into straightness.
See, that would be a great... Maybe he should have a big ceremony and rename his clinic, his anti-gay clinic, and name it
Cuddling
Hug It Out, Bitch.
Straightness.
Yeah.
Hug It Out, Bitch.
Yeah, right. Just come over here with a tennis racket and hit a pillow and scream.
Mother, why did you do this to
Michelle! Oh, that's what I yell. You yell your thing. Michelle!
Actually, would not be as against his clinic if he would name it Hug It Out, Bitch.
You know what? Yeah, the Hug It Out, Bitch, anti-LGBT thing.
Right.
Provided by funds from local government and federal government.
Yeah. Right,
subsidies
exactly.
Subsidies and grants.
Exactly, yeah, just to review.
In true capitalist form.
Just to review, he does the,
anti-gay reparative therapy.
Right, the reparative therapy. And his Christian counseling. She was the small government Republican, as you know, and he used government funds.
Yeah.
Right.
Because homosexuality is
therapy at the Christian clinic.
Yes, homosexuality is of course the gender version of a blown tire. It's reparative therapy.
Right.
I will patch your sexuality.
Right. It's more like a defective master cylinder.
Yeah, exactly.
Really.
You got something under the hood there. You're going to need to take a look at.
That's not working right.
What?
Okay. Oh dear. No more baloney.
What?
No more baloney. Oh, it's so sad.
No.
Here she comes now, saying more baloney.
Carbon dioxide, it is a harmless gas.
Everything she says is just more baloney.
You're involved in the gay and lesbian lifestyle. It's bondage.
The Lord said, be submissive.
Happy birthday to Elvis Presley today.
Because you have a lot of chutzpah.
She makes me grow.
John Wayne was from Waterloo, nor Jehovah God. We are the Saudi Arabia boy. We're running out of rich people.
What does God say when he looks
just
at you? Or when he looks at me?
Just
he wants to say, she's hot.
I may not always get my words right. Chutzpah, 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 chutzpah.
So say happy birthday to Elvis Presley today.
We'll keep working and we'll get her done.
Get her done. Get it. Thank you, Rocky.
Oh,
Mark.
You're a Jehovah God.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
You're a Jehovah God.
You're
on my foot. Yeah, Jehovah God told her the N was near me, or the FBI. It's one of the two.
Lord, the day is at hand.
Oh, golly.
We are in the last days.
And now,
you're Jehovah God.
The FBC
feds are near.
FBC on line one, FBI on line two for you.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Jingle.
You think there's more to the story? Am I getting that from you? Passive aggressively? Is there some? Because I know we're all having great comedy fun at her expense because she's just decided to, that she needs to spend more time with Minnesotans to, I guess, do a.
Right.
Like an entire state intervention. She and Marcus have to go across the entire state anti-gang the whole place
right.
now.
Right.
But so
Spring
you're saying
away.
There might be something to these FEC charges and the
she says no.
The fact that
well,
there's
I like gonna, that.
And we would never load the liar cannon for God's sakes.
No.
She says it has nothing to do with
it. I do not believe your lies.
You're a bald-faced liar. A f***ing liar.
Derek,
you don't think it's just,
Derek right. in Chicago, you're on with Hal. Hi, Derek.
Hi, Steph.
Hi.
Hi, Chris.
Hello.
Hey, Derek.
Chris, I just want to find out, what is it that you know about IML that you said that Marcus came stumbling home from
he
that?
Is a producer.
I hear
he does research.
I know my
things.
Stuff.
Research. I don't know what.
Enthusiasm.
He has enthusiasm.
He has enthusiasm.
That's right. Enthusiasms. I think you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Ronnie and Joyzy, boom, you're on with Elsebox.
Hey, it's good to
talk to you guys. You're really funny. This is serious to me. Chris Christie is getting, like, entirely too much good publicity for his, like, I'm Italian, I can say this, so his, like, Italian South Philly Brooklyn approach. It's cute, it's whatever, but he's still a Republican. And no right. matter what he's done with monetary issues, you know, that sort of concerns me, but right. not really. My concern is this. I'm 69 years old. I've been in the music business all my life. Hal will really understand this. I played a Gibson Les Paul Professional, which weighs like 200 pounds.
Right. Yeah.
Everybody had a Hammond organ, so you're lifting things, you're doing things. My back is totally destroyed. It's been that way for like quite a few years now. I spent months in bed with sciatica. The only thing that helps me is marijuana. So now I'm living in Jersey. I moved here like 3 years ago. The law has been passed for, I think, 5 years now for medical marijuana. I have a doctor that's not allowed to prescribe it. You have to go to a special doctor to get that.
Right.
He wanted a moratorium on it, which would have been like having a moratorium on school integration in the early 60s down south. He didn't get it. The law passed, but people came in here with millions of dollars, investors, you know, for places to grow it and you know, ways right. to get it. And everybody comes out with their placards, not in my neighborhood,
right.
open as many liquor stores as you want. You open a liquor company, open a drug company, but no marijuana. So what I want your listeners to know is if Republicans don't like a law, they just ignore it.
Right. Or they defund the ability to carry it out.
Right.
Right.
Right. I talked to my doctor and I said, what's going on with this, you know? And he said, well, you know, number one, all the young people use the back as an excuse. And, you know, but good for them.
What does that have to do with anything? That's like, you know those Oxy parties and all that kind of stuff that they have? Like, you know, kids are having pharma parties, and this is a real big problem. Prescription drugs, they bring whatever prescription meds they have, put them in a bowl, and everybody just takes whatever they want.
Yeah.
Have no idea what the consequences will be. Well, that's not stopping the ability of people to prescribe any of those medications anywhere.
Yeah, it was all the Rush Limbaugh defenders. Oh, well, it's just prescription medicine. The doctor doesn't prescribe a thousand a month.
And there are side effects of
any I'm going to write you a script here, Rush.
Have your maid go to a Walmart parking lot.
Meet someone, buy an old stump, and bring
back a garbage bag.
I believe
bag.
He says whatever he wants.
Yeah. A garbage bag full of acid.
Yeah. Can you get your hands on about 10,000 fives? Okay, good. Carry those used $5 bills. And
I'm not saying that Chris Christie is an aficionado of the, you know, Mary Jane, but somebody likes his munchies. Just saying. All right. 18 minutes.
They have different strains of pot now.
Right.
Yeah, don't necessarily do that.
Of course.
That's 18... true. Now they have super pots that give you abs or something. Right.
Right.
Like super pot. It's got testosterone boosters
and a self-tanner. You giggle so much that you build up your abs.
Absolutely.
That's the only reason.
That's great, yeah.
Full of the guy played a strat.
Laughter is the best sit-up. That's what they say.
Hugga, bugga, bugga, bugga. 19 minutes after the hour. Back with more Hump Days with Hal on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Join the party. 1-800-STEPH-12.
Yeah, this hour of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Identity Guard, making it okay to trust again. Go to identityguard.com. Yes. What is it?
It's that easy.
Yes, it is. Thank you so much. Why, thank you.
This
just in. Thank you, Travis. Rocky Mountain Mike says Michelle and Marcus will star in the new HBO film Behind the Scandal Opera. See, everyone's getting in on the fun.
Oh, yeah.
Scandal Opera. Oh. Aaron says, don't be sad. I have two words to ease your pain over losing Michelle Bachman. Ted Cruz, you lose one fidget and another one comes along. Keep hope alive. It's true.
Yeah.
They just keep making more.
That's what I said. Ted Cruz is just Michelle Bachman in drag.
That's
and that used to be her job. So.
All right. Take off the McCarthy mask.
Right.
Be serious.
They have a list of 105 communists in the State Department.
Rosalie in New Jersey, you're on
yes.
with Al. Hello.
Do you guys realize there's cameras on you?
What?
You're acting crazy. You're all wild.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm so glad I got through.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm on LBI, which is South Jersey.
Uh-huh.
We were hit by the storm Sandy.
Right.
I don't laugh a lot, but today I found Current. I found Stephanie. Oh. I found your number. And I'm watching you guys. You don't realize there's a camera on you because you're acting like you're in like a
right
someplace. But
right.
It's fun. You're
we know. We just don't care.
We know. We know there's a camera. We don't care.
I know.
All right.
And I love it. It's
all
just
right.
what I needed today.
Excellent.
All right. Thank you, honey.
Anytime.
Appreciate
your show is wonderful.
Oh, thank you, Rosalie. Well, thank
Stephanie,
you.
Stephanie, your voice is so pretty.
Oh.
You're so cute. I'm a grandma.
Yes.
And I have two twin granddaughters.
Uh-huh.
And I hope they grow up to be what you're doing.
Oh, wow.
A broadcaster.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? I'd aim higher, but thank you,
yeah.
Rosalie. I appreciate that.
Keep up the good work.
All right. Thank you. Aw, that's very cute.
Yeah, radio
yeah,
is kind
a little
of,
higher.
Radio
I
is
really,
low end of the entertainment totem pole.
You should not be encouraging your children to
by the
this.
Way, SandyNJReliefFund.org is the website if you want to help with the Sandy Relief.
Yeah.
As well, they're still dealing with that. As our, you know, and in Oklahoma, they're being hit again with tornadoes.
Right.
They're under tornado warning again today,
right?
And more.
Yeah.
So, and of course, way to go, Oklahoma, voting for Coburn and
yeah, exactly.
Who's he? What's it again?
Oh, and James Inhofe.
Yeah, Inhofe.
Yes, has I believe he's criticizing the what is it, liberal media?
Yes,
for using this occasion to you know talk about global warming and other. Craziness like that.
I like to call him James Inhofe. But that's
Inhofe.
He said the liberal media is trying to exploit a tragedy and advance and expand its own agenda.
Oh, shut up.
What is okay? Come, please, maybe somebody here can explain to me what is their big problem with really referencing climate change? Is it the reference? Is it the belief that somehow God's not in control of the climate and that it's
right.
like the magic pixie dust aspect is an
right.
attack on them?
Here's
or
because they're in the payroll of the petrochemical.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Or is it the just flat-out carbon tax?
Yep.
Yeah,
that they
he
don't
said,
have, yeah.
I love this. We were being hit by tomatoes long before anyone talked about climate change.
Tornadoes.
And
I believe he's being hit by tomatoes.
And even before it was called global cooling, before it became global warming and then climate change, the same thing happened. Last week happened 14 years ago, 25 years ago, 30 years ago. Okay.
No.
You know what?
What
okay.
you just said
okay.
is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Herp.
At no point were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone
really?
In this room is now dumber
right.
for having listened to it.
Oh, yeah, tornadoes and
we've always had them. And they were a lot deadlier in the 20s. That's because our houses were made out of, like, spit and hope.
Yeah.
Now we're building, like...
Which, whatever the first little wolf or whatever that...
yeah.
The first little pig built their house out
right,
of that.
Yeah, out of papier-mâché.
Right.
Look, the reality is the death toll in this situation was incredibly high. Even beyond the fact that we had built better reinforced buildings,
right.
that they had, you know, obviously they didn't have basements in some of these areas, and that was a big problem.
Right.
Soil, yeah.
But the buildings themselves are stronger than they've ever been, and yet the death toll is as strong
as was predicted.
Right.
Storms
it goes,
are getting heavier.
It goes to Bobby Jindal's question. They have to stop being the stupid party.
Tornado warnings? Who would want that?
Talk to a scientist.
Right.
There's always been storm. It's like, no! Oh, by the way, Representative Peter King of New York accused Inhofe of hypocrisy for favoring relief efforts for Oklahomans, but voting against the Hurricane Sandy relief.
Hmm.
So at least there's that.
Wheel
All right.
of right-wing
Yeah, but Coburn didn't.
Yeah, oh, no, because Coburn is consistently a douche. He's like, no, I'm always a douche, no matter what.
Also, the red states, like Coburn's, There's a disaster relief fund that the government maintains. That's like I think sometime between $12 and $18 billion.
Right, he voted
aside.
Against, but they have it anyway.
Right.
So now he's taking credit for it.
But there's enough money in that to protect states like Oklahoma because the kind of damage done there. Whereas this, you know,
no
Sandy,
thanks to him. No thanks
the Atlantic
to him.
City shore, that's a lot more expensive.
Yep.
So they don't care about that.
All right, 29 minutes after the hour, back with more Hump Days with Hal on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh,
Stephanie Miller.
Yikes. If I was going to spend $600 to have my boobs pinched, I would have gone to that fundraiser at the Clinton's house.
It is the Stephanie Miller show.
So she's running. So you think she's running.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. They interviewed, like, Politico interviewed a ton of people, and, like, none of them had any other supposition except that in her inner circle. That, yeah. She's going.
Yeah.
She's running.
I'm
come
on,
Hill.
I'm for it.
Yep.
It ain't a man's world.
We are suffering the death of comedy today the best we can. That crazy Michelle Bachmann of Minnesota has announced she will not be running for Congress again. Marcus, also her husband.
Right.
And stylist. Coping the best he can. We have a hidden microphone. He brought home a bunch of friends from the rave, and they're doing the best they can this morning.
Oh, I blow ho, away that we will go. We'll go away when the sailing away. Away we'll go, we high and low. But in the end of the day, for many, many, a long, long day.
Most inadvertently hilarious song title.
Right. Blow high, blow low. Yes. He is there. He's there with his friend just butching it up this morning.
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day.
He's a lumberjack and he's okay. Sleeps all night and he works all day.
They thought you were so rugged.
Oh.
Okay. Let's go to Chantel in Florida. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Chantel.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
I just needed to call you to say your show is funny.
Thanks.
I really like you a lot, and you're just absolutely stunningly gorgeous.
Okay.
I'll go on.
No, really, go on.
No,
please.
Really.
Boost away.
Yes. All right, she's done. All right,
yeah, that was all she needed.
Whatever. Okay.
She got spooked.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. She didn't expect you to come onto her, you know.
Right. It actually, I didn't know this was going to work. That happens all the time with guys in bars. You're like, hey, what's going on?
Hey.
I don't know. What's up with you? Bye.
All right.
I'll be over here playing.
Come over? I'm gonna.
Jennifer in Minneapolis, surviving the dearth of comedy with us. Hello, Jennifer.
Good morning.
Good morning.
That looks hell. Huge fan of you guys.
Thank
all right
you.
On.
I just wanted to share the common giddiness in the announcement that Michelle will not be running for re-election. Though it doesn't seem to stop raining in Minnesota as of late, I think the sun is shining on us because this year we got a Democratic House, Senate, Governor, passed marriage equality, and now no more Michelle.
Right.
If we pay attention to the details in her announcement, she stated that 8 years was enough time for a representative to serve any one district, which of course opens the door to a sequel.
Right. Well, and speaking of which, you know, Marcus said they might move where she could actually run would be, somewhere else.
Well, as you said, during the Minnesota debate over marriage equality, she stated that if it passed, she would move out of state. So
yeah,
I
right.
hope that if she plans to run for another political position, she'll be taking that show to another state.
They almost moved to Switzerland.
There's also a big, I don't know if, maybe there, it's on the market. There's that big rainbow house right across from the Westboro Baptist
right.
Church.
Oh, there you go.
That would be kind of best of both worlds.
Right.
You know what I mean? They could,
right.
They could be close to their own kind and yet in a comfortable setting.
Although Marcus
your
really
your
has his
time.
Heart set on.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain.
That might be too soon.
Okay.
See, that's proof that global warming is a hoax.
Right.
That song was written in 1944.
The wind was already blowing down the plane.
The wind was clearly blowing there. Never mind the fact that it was, you know, five times faster and twice as wide.
Jennifer in Fresno on climate change, in fact. Hi, Jen. You're on with Hal.
Hello. How are you today?
Good. Go ahead.
I actually have a few reasons as to why the... I guess the far right and the retardicans don't believe in climate change.
Oh, no. No.
Well, part of the problem is that they're all going based on the Book of Revelations, and that was not the beginning of the end. It was the end of the beginning, and it was also a political text that was written about things that were already happening. It's not a magical seer stone.
Right. Right.
Yeah, well, they absolutely are committed to kind of, you know, because God is operating, supposedly, on his own clock. And they're a little impatient, so they're always trying to kind of goose him a little bit. Maybe if we can push this a little bit,
will get got off as Duff. And he'll go tap Jesus on the shoulder, who, by the way, according to biblical scripture, has no idea when Armageddon is. Has no idea. He doesn't know the date. God will make it up. He won't tell him or the angels. I know why you don't tell angels, because they'll tell everybody.
He has told the Dodgers.
They're chatty.
Yes, the Dodgers know.
They're very, very chatty.
Yeah. Four games into any season, I think, is how it's working out. But in that particular, I mean, in all honesty, they think that, you know, God isn't operating fast enough, so they go into their churches and they pray for the end to come.
Yeah, oh, Jehovah God.
Oh, Jehovah God.
We're in the end times.
We're in the end times, aren't we?
Please?
You listening to me? We're in the end times. Hello.
We are in the last
days.
Look at my watch.
Jehovah God.
Oh, golly.
You are Jehovah God.
That's why they don't believe in climate change or in infrastructure or repairing bridges.
Right.
That's why we offer this ode. Bob's GOP.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleazy huckster DC day. I was out shopping, talking points, the GOP was making hay. And at dinner time we stopped and watched the Senate and the House to meet. Obama hollered out the back window, it looked like we're in defeat. And then he said, I got some news this morning from Capitol Ridge. Today, Mitch McConnell stopped the bill to fix my aging crappy bridge. Seems the IT party politics has run us up into a and dropped us into the muddy water off my ancient crappy bridge.
Wow, did you do the string arrangements too? Wow.
Wow. That's thank you. Rocky Mountain Mike and Marion Ann Arbor.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out. Yeah, we were saying that instead of going on the Sunday shows and criticizing the president on national defense and all of that stuff, Hal, how about they get on the Chinese hacking into our defense systems?
Right.
Yeah. You know, a lot of our computer chips are made by China, so they could potentially have like a kill switch in there to make all of our planes drop out of the sky at the same time.
Well, it wouldn't be hard to do. That's the problem with outsourcing. It's going for the lowest bidder and getting these companies that can, because we have no trade system in place.
Mm-hmm.
All of it applies. Even high-level defense creations.
They were saying
a
lot of times they don't know until the FBI knocks on their door that they've been hacked. Right. They're like, oh, what happened now?
Right.
Yeah. Ugh. The designs for many of the nation's most sensitive advanced weapon systems have been compromised by Chinese hackers.
What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, according to a new report by the Pentagon, the Defense Science Board did not accuse the Chinese of stealing the designs, but senior military and industry officials with knowledge of the breaches say the vast majority were part of a widening Chinese campaign of espionage against U.S. defense contractors and government agencies.
Right.
Not saying stealing. Don't call in your markers.
I'm not saying it's a...
Don't take our money back.
Shouldn't be concerned, but when I did walk out of... seeing the Avengers in China, they were handing out DVDs. You could buy them on the street of all of the schematics for our planes.
Right.
They're just for
right.
Like,
we're not saying
$2.
Stealing. That's kind of harsh. Please don't call in our IOUs.
Yeah. Here's the odd part. You know, it's almost in line with this kind of AP scandal too. The Rosen story at Fox News and the AP story is that. I've had a discussion about this on my own radio show, but the idea is that there's a difference between whistleblower and just leaking facts.
Right.
And in this case, it's like the American people have the right to know. Well, guess what? If they know, if we know some of these things, everybody knows.
Yeah.
And in the case of Rosen, he was talking about something that was going on with North Korea, and they let it out that we had somebody in their administration that was leaking us information.
Right.
Well, I blame Michelle.
Michelle.
Yeah.
There's a piece in the Daily Beast about Eric Holder's regrets and repairs and yada yada. But, you know, this is something I keep talking about, Hal, is justice officials say the department's leadership had come under withering pressure to investigate leaks from both within the intelligence community and Congress. So it's these same Republicans that were screaming at it. On multiple occasions, Holder fielded calls from CIA director, other top officials demanding leak investigations. Meanwhile, Congress was also on Holder's case to staunch the leaks in national security cases.
Right.
In fact, they hauled him in front of the Senate Intelligence Committee to explain why they weren't punishing more leakers.
Right.
So now it's like they don't have a lot of room to be going.
Absolutely.
You're doing it wrong now.
Right. Well, and you know, like I said, I think there's a very important distinction between whistleblower protection and just factually leaking stuff you know is classified. And in Rosen's case, he met with five State Department officials. The guy who actually leaked the stuff to him, who's actually being prosecuted for that, and was, I think, already found guilty of leaking classified information. It wasn't like the guy called him up and said, by the way, this is what's going on, and he had no idea it was classified information. Right. They met at the State Department. They left the grounds together, like within a minute of each other. They came back within 3 minutes of each other. They went outside the building to talk about this. So he was aware it was classified information, and none of it was, oh, the U.S. government is engaging in something illegal. They basically, he just outed, it's another Valerie Plame situation.
Yeah. Right. And here's Representative Jason Chaffetz, Republican of Utah.
Attorney General Holder seems to be aloof and unengaged when it's convenient and yet incompetent when it matters most. And we need an attorney general who's hands-on, who is communicating with the president. That does not happen with Eric Holder.
Okay. Well, anyway, there, Daily Beast saying Holder, by week's end, Holder knew he had to be proactive in stemming the criticism, restoring the department's credibility with the press. The message was, look, we get it. We understand why this is so controversial. We're ready to make changes to find the right balance. At the same time, he enlisted their help to get a media shield law passed in Congress. So
the media shield law should be a very strong whistleblower protection act. If the reporters engage like Pentagon Papers style stuff, where they're showing that illegal activity is happening within the U.S. government, there should be direct protection for that. But if they just have a friend who works, you know, that used to work under Dick Cheney and knows everybody at the Pentagon is still in place, doesn't like the administration and is trying to undercut their political point by this buddy-buddy relationship, that's damaging to national security. And that no one benefits from that. And if we've got CIA people or people who are feeding us information who are going to get killed simply because of a scoop,
yeah, exactly.
That's not the same thing as something illegal happened and we need to let people know.
Yep. 46 minutes after the hour.
Whoa. You're like a monster.
46 minutes after the hour.
Inside jokes.
Right back. Final moments of Hump Days with Hal on The Stephanie Miller Show.
It even vibrates like real.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
To the right. 51 minutes after the hour. Oh my God, you guys, did you see somebody slap Beyonce on the butt during her concert?
I saw that.
Here's the difference. As you know, I encourage that at Sexy Liberal. In fact, I did a mass birthday spanking at the Seattle show, as I recall. I encourage people to touch my ass. I don't know what her problem is, but she, Beyonce was slapped on the butt by a male fan.
She stopped to chastise.
She will cut a bitch. Did you see the video?
She stopped to chastise the male fan, but the singing kept going. Oops.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why he did it.
Yeah.
That was the I will cut a bitch look.
Got ya.
She looked directly. She can be heard saying, "I will have you escorted out right now." Okay.
Right. That's club rules.
Sure. As soon as you stop singing. Oh, wait.
Oh, wait a minute. Your track is still playing. Oh,
I thought you were supposed to be saying something about single ladies. What did you say?
Yeah.
I will have you escorted out? Jay-Z will bust a cap in your ass? Wait a minute. Oh. Is that the lyrics? What's happening? wow. Did you see the picture? Barbara Eden's still hot at 78.
Wow.
Right?
Amazing.
She put the I Dream of Jeannie up.
She still fits
on,
it.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Keep in mind that once you start getting at that, the angle of heaviness starts to go down, too, and everybody starts shrinking. My grandmother, I think, was 19 inches tall when she died.
Oh, wow.
And she was,
she was
mostly
not
just,
19 inches
she was just
tall.
A head, of the curvature of her back, and her feet stuck out the box. She looked like E.T. She was so small. But she didn't eat anymore. She stopped eating when she was 72, and she lived to be 98. Huh. So she would just smell.
I'll be right here.
I'll be right here.
Ouch.
Ouch.
Y'all are mean.
Who voiced Jim? You'll know this. Who voiced E.T.?
It was what's her name?
Linda
Hunt.
No.
Deborah Winger.
Yes.
Deborah Winger. Deborah was Winger? The voice of E.T.
Yes. Really?
Yep.
Hey,
yeah, right. Because that's what she sounds like normally.
Where was I? Oh, yes. So Barbara Eden put on the I Dream of Jeannie outfit at the Life Ball 2012 in Vienna over the weekend to raise money for people living with HIV and AIDS.
And she blinked and the costume disappeared.
Right. No. Did you see what she did? She gave her signature head nod and wink and magically brought out her new master. Who was it? Bill Clinton.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Bill Clinton stepped out on stage and greeted him with a big smile.
Oh,
I'm
sure.
Guessing.
Something else.
I'll be your master.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. God. Hillary was thrilled.
I'm sure Hillary loved that.
She sent him to Turkey?
Yeah. Get him out of the country,
by the way.
Turkey?
Rich has a thought about Grandpa McCain sneaking across the border from...
Turkey?
Assad should have built the dang fence. Keep him out of
course.
There was actually a big Tea Party website that was talking about how he's basically an illegal immigrant into Syria, and that there's that's a violation, just like it is when somebody comes into our country is a violation.
Right. I was saying, how is that not treasony? He's in Syria talking to, you know, criticizing President Obama's Syria
policy.
That's
kind of Jane Fonda-ish.
Yeah, exactly.
The White House knew about it. You know, the White House was aware of it. They cleared it. He obviously had help getting in there from the State Department and the DOD. There was no mystery
to
it.
So the White House helped him, yet he still criticized the White House.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Hal,
that's Lucy in football territory.
When, as a famous Hollywood celebrity like you are, you walk into Chateau Marmont and see Amy Winehouse. Wah!
What?
No, it was Lady Gaga was at having dinner in Chateau Marmont. She apparently had a long black wig, heavy makeup, and lots of mascara. And somebody a friend said, "Oh my God, I thought Amy Winehouse had come back from the dead."
Ooh.
So Gaga dropped her fork, ran upstairs, and then a half hour later reemerged sporting a red wig.
Good call.
Right.
Yeah.
So she put on the Patsy Cline wig.
Because
so Marmont is
on the Ghost
from
Tour.
From her Dead Singer collection. She...
Right. Right.
Marmont is on the...
It is. It's on the grave...
because
the
tour.
Dead Singer collection.
Belushi, yeah. Right. And there have been a couple other deaths that weren't as famous there, but it's like one of the haunted locations and stuff.
Right.
So it wouldn't be that shocking if you actually did walk in there, even though she didn't... She died thousands of miles away, but still...
Right.
I don't know that...
Could happen.
Yeah.
All right, in our final edition of...
These are the end times.
Amanda Bynes.
Oh, wow.
Because she could run for Senate in Minnesota, couldn't she?
Yeah.
Wow, what is up with her? She has finished randomly lashing out at Rihanna and moved on to the NYPD. She took to Twitter to announce her plans to sue the NYPD, her apartment complex, and possibly the hospital in which she was mentally evaluated after being arrested Thursday night.
Yeah.
She also mentioned, by the way, it's impossible for her to have been drunk or stoned because she's allergic to drugs and alcohol.
Right.
Sort of matching her, it was a vase, not a bong defense of Friday, which we learned.
Well, she threw it from a 30-story window.
So it's a broken vase, not a broken bong.
It's now broken.
Yeah, right.
Along with, I'm sure, a couple of people.
It's actually a great way to get rid of a bong in a hurry, I suppose. If the cops are coming in the front door and toss out the window and go, it was a vase. I dropped a vase. You scared me.
Oh,
I was doing some house. I was watching a lot of HGTV. I fell on my medication and swallowed a handful of it, and then I dropped my vase bong.
Right.
My bong out the window. It's a bong. You get it so you can hotbox your flowers.
Yeah, that's it.
Excuse me?
Sorry, what?
Pardon me?
Sorry,
it just woke me up. What? Hotbox?
Yeah, right.
Oh, okay.
No,
it's a drug term.
I'm not sure if branded flowers would be
interested in weather. It's when you get your dog high, like when high school or college guys always do that kind of stupid stuff.
By the way, I apologize. I am grieving, as you know, for the loss of Michelle Bachman.
Wow.
That's
Marcus
you're
thinking
of.
Yeah, you're thinking
I'm
Marcus.
In grief. Mourning the loss to comedy of Michelle Bachman retiring from Congress. And we have been monitoring Marcus Bachman all morning. We hope he gets a new job. I hope he gets it. We have a hidden microphone in his bedroom.
Job.
Look at all the people. I am going to send him a new dance belt and some Capizios.
Oh.
How many boys and how many boys?
Boys, right.
I didn't hear any more boys.
Yeah.
All right. How smart.
Yeah.
Sexy liberal, where are you going to be?
I'm at the Baltimore Comedy Factory this weekend, Thursday through Saturday, and then I'm at Harrisburg, PA in Pennsylvania on Sunday. Where the hell am I Sunday? Jeez. I can't really lose track of the entire...
The Chinese hacked that information.
Yeah, they did. They actually put it up. But yeah, I'm at the Baltimore Comedy Factory, and I'll be doing my radio show from Tom Hartman's studio.
Oh, cool.
Which is always awesome because he has a green screen and it's hilarious.
It's fun.
Yeah, it is. Fun. It's just
fun with chroma key.
Yeah. Yeah, at the Harrisburg Comedy Zone in Harrisburg, PA on Sunday night.
Green screen yourself into that bush next to Michelle Bachmann at the gay rights rally.
Right, oh, totally.
Do it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it. I love you, Hal. That's it for us. I'd like to thank Jim, Chris, and T-Bone. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you guys on feed.
Yeah.
Yay!
Bye.